You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
Kia ora te whānau e whakarongo ana koutou ki te reo irirangi pōho, nō mai haere mai ki te hōtaka parakuahi. Welcome along to the 95 BFM Breakfast Show. It's just after 9:36. My name is Rachel and we have got the wonderful Jed Parsons on the line all the way from Christchurch. Kia ora, Jed.
How you going?
I'm going great. How are you going?
Very good. I'm not actually in Christchurch. I'm in a motel in Culverden.
Whoa.
Which is in the middle of nowhere.
Rock and roll. What are you doing in Culverden?
Well, I'm travelling around the countryside, actually. I'm part of a tour. It's called the Woolshed Tour. So I'm sort of general hands, soundy, whatever you call it, for my cousin Mel Parsons in a comedy show. And we go around, woolsheds all around New Zealand and put shows on. It's quite fun.
I got to say, that sounds like a really good time. And also a nice kind of spring activity as well. I can imagine you sort of got the hay and it's very scenic and pastoral sort of situations going on there.
Yeah, it's absolutely lovely. The first night, however, was we had a bloody snowstorm, basically a blizzard as we were loading all the gear out of a woolshed into various cars.
Far out, okay.
It was pretty wintry, but the spring weather is here this week by the looks of things.
Well, that is very good to hear. Hey, we're chatting to you about a new single and a video that you've just put. Well, it's actually coming out on Friday, but we've got a little sneaky preview play of it, which I'm excited to be able to share with everyone in a minute. It's called Sad Together, and it is your third single from your sophomore record. Tell us a little bit about this track.
Yeah, so recorded at The Surgery in Wellington with a fella called Lee Preble, who I just absolutely love. He's responsible for lots of beautiful albums, which I love, from Phoenix Foundation and The Nudge and a bunch of bands that I just really love. So, yeah, the song is about, it's about being in a relationship. It's kind of the strange sort of stability, the thing that comes with stability in a relationship, which is often being vulnerable together and sad together, which is kind of, nobody likes to be sad, but if you've got someone to be sad with, then it can be kind of a nice thing.
It's quite a sweet way of looking at it. I've never thought about it like that, but it's very true.
Yeah, I mean, it's funny, I have to kind of clarify when I'm playing the show, playing the song at live shows, if you're in a particularly toxic relationship, you probably shouldn't enjoy being sad, but, if there's love there, then that's all that matters.
Oh, schmaltz, we need like a little, crowd like, oh, noise in the background or something. It is actually a really lovely concept there, Jed. And what's the whole sort of record about? Because you've got a couple of singles out already, very provocatively named PlayStation and Porn, one of them, and also She's the One, which is, giving me different kind of vibes. What's the whole record going to sort of sound like?
I think, my records are generally pretty eclectic. I'm pretty, my brain's all over the place all the time, so the records all kind of reflect that. The songs go from very, very silly indie pop tunes to kind of deep and sentimental songs. But yeah, I guess this latest album does have, themes of love and what it means to be in love, and then, throw in a bit of PlayStation and porn and a bit of silliness. But yeah, nothing too cohesive. I just like to write songs that sound cool to me.
I think that's probably a pretty good reason to make music. I also wanted to talk a little bit about the video for Sad Together, because it is spectacular, I have to say. It's created by old mates sports team, who've just been doing the most this year, creating videos for the Beths and the Bats and all sorts of other bands as well. How did this video come about, Jed? And can you tell us a little bit about the process of making it? Because it sounds like kind of a marathon.
it was the most, it was the funnest video to make. It was bloody great. Sports team, they're just the most fantastic people, so kind and so creative. I was just having beers, I think, with Callum Devlin, who had this, he just said randomly this concept about, in romantic comedy movies, there's always a scene where the guy turns up at the door and goes, "I'm sorry, babe, you're fucked up." And she's like, you know, slams the door in his face and says, goodbye. So we sort of, the video kind of starts with that and then follows, you know, there's the montage walk following that, like where he walks sadly down the street.
We're doing some introspective thinking.
Yeah. The video is kind of made up of that montage, and then there's a big twist at the end, which I shall not give away.
We will save that one for people to actually check out for themselves when the video comes out. So these are both being released on Friday, is that right?
Yes, that's right. Yeah.
Excellent stuff. Well, we've got a sneaky preview of the video version because it includes that little prelude at the start there to really set the scene, Jed. But if people want to pre-save this or they want to go and check out the rest of your music, where's the best place for them to go?
Just all my social media, Jed Parsons on Instagram and Facebook and stuff. But then, all the streaming services, yada yada, YouTube. I'm all around the place. I'm on the internet, man. It's crazy.
Well, we're glad to hear it, and it's been a pleasure to have a chat with you as well. Somebody's texted in, do sheep get a discount entry to the Woolshed shows? Just a question.
They generally do manage to sneak in. Any sort of farm animal gets in for half price.
Oh, it's great to hear. Well, enjoy the Woodshed tour, and Woolshed tour, rather. Woodshed tour would be a very different setup, I feel.
Not a bad concept.
No. I mean, real, you know, niche little shows for COVID era, maybe. Who knows?
Yeah.
Will we be seeing you tour your own stuff around summer? Is that something you've got planned?
Yes, yeah. Amongst having babies and all sorts of things, I'm going to try to sneak in a couple of tours either side of that.
Sounds like a busy year for you, mate.
Yes, it shall be busy.
Hey, Jed, thank you so much. We're going to have a listen to Sad Together. This is the video version, and the little bit you're going to hear at the start is the prelude to all the drama that unfolds and which everyone will be able to check out on Friday when the video and the track are released. Ka kite, Jed. Talk to you soon.
Thank you very much.
I've told you once, I've told you 1,000 times, Jed Parsons. It's never going to happen. You could give me all the flowers in the world, and you still couldn't buy my love.
From the moment
You've got to wake up. Get your head out of the clouds and grow up. I never want to see you again.
Hang on. Please.
Goodbye, Jed Parsons.
Please! I've got to... biscuits.
We get sad together, we get mad together, to the point where one could scream. When we get sad together, well, it feels like never's when we'll realize the dream. We sometimes find ourselves stumbling through darkness. We get banned together from revered and other than what we're supposed to be. We get sad together cause sometimes it's true that things are not the way they seem. And when we find ourselves stumbling through dark, but we're good together, and it's true we've always been. So when we're sad together, we're at least together, and that's all we really need. And when we find ourselves stumbling through darkness, we might fall, but we won't ever stay down too long.
That is Jed Parsons with Sad Together. That's the video version, and both the track and the video come out on Friday. Video is created by Sports Team, aka Annabelle and Callum, who do a lot of really great mahi in many, many different circles in the music scenes. And that is a crack-up video. I have seen it. I think it's awesome. I think you should definitely make a note to check it out when it does come out. As Jed mentioned, there's a bit of a plot twist towards the end, which we're not going to spoil for you, but you should go and watch when that comes out. So thank you very much to Jed for having a chat to us. I hope he enjoys the rest of his woolshed tour.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.